This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Mike Lynch, former sports anchor at WCVB, Channel 5 in Boston, and North Shore, former North Shore resident as well, played his high school sports in Swampscott, Harvard football, and so on. But Mike Lynch, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Bill. It's great to be here. Always love coming on the show.
Mike, great having you here. Hey, before we begin and talk about some sports, I just want folks to know that you're doing a podcast with Bob Lobel still. So give a little plug about that. And I know you just wrapped up an issue today, as a matter of fact. What did you guys talk about?
Well, today we had on the former Celtics general manager, Jan Volk. And we talked about how they acquired Larry Bird, how they acquired Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish to form the Big Three. Some stories that you probably haven't heard about Red Auerbach, and some really interesting stuff that went on. So Bob and I do it every week. You can find it at unanchoredboston.com with Bob Lobel and Mike Lynch. And we're there. We have fun.
Yeah, where all podcasts are available from. Yeah, you know, I was at the Garden the year before Bird started to play, and there was a game, and the Celtics were terrible, and he just showed up at the old Boston Garden to watch a game. And there was more buzz for him walking into the Garden even before he became a Celtic than there had been all season that year. Yeah,
I remember the place went crazy, and you know he was just dressed like he just came from his high school cafeteria. And I went to the first game as a fan the next year, and I remember coming back and telling my roommates, I said, "I have seen the future, and it is bright." And who knew how bright it would be? But he was spectacular from day one.
Well, I want to get your take on the Boston Pro teams here in just a second. But let me get your take on the high school scene as well. I've been talking with different folks about the high school power rankings that have now been in effect, I guess, for a few years now, and how the seeding goes, and how the playoffs, and the now statewide tournament rather than the old North sectional, South sectional, and so on. Those are gone, but. The folks' take on it. I think for the most part, people think it's worked out pretty well. Obviously, there's a glitch or two with the power rankings and so on, but I didn't know what your take was or how close you're following the high school scenes.
Well, you do get the two best teams for a championship. And under the old sectional, when we had sectionals, the two best teams might be in the North. They might be in the South. And only one of them would survive. That's the plus, which I like. What I don't like is the early round travel. Some team from Pittsburgh having to play some team from Scituate at the 7 o'clock on a Tuesday night, and spend 6 hours on the bus and getting back. That part I don't like.
And all that makes sense. So. Let me get your fast take on, speaking of fast breaks, fast takes, on the Celtics. Is this team set to make a playoff run this year or not?
Yeah, I think that they are the favorites, even though they may not finish first. Having been there last year, I think gives them a big advantage. But they still have to get by Milwaukee, which I think they can do. If they play good team basketball, if guys like Brown and Tatum are looking for their points, they might be in trouble. But if they, do the same thing they did last year, they should be in the finals. Now it's a question of, who are they going to run out west? Could it be the Kings? Could it be the Phoenix Suns? You just don't know. But the East is, I think this year the champion of the NBA will come out of the East.
Well, hopefully it's the Kings, Mike.
Yeah.
But, okay, so now the Bruins had a bump in the road a week or so ago, back on the winning beam in their last game last night. But, I guess basically the same question to you on the Bruins. Is this team poised to make a run in the playoffs?
It all depends on goaltending. If the goaltender plays lights out, stands on his head, they get a great chance. The only bad thing about hockey is that I've seen so many times, we both have seen it, and then, it's like, okay, the season ends, and we're going to start a brand new season right now. One plays eight, and we've seen so many times eight knock off number one. And the regular season is great, but I really don't care what you do in November, December, January. It's really when you stop playing well in mid-March forward. And the Bruins, like the Celtics, aren't playing their best basketball or hockey right now. And that concerns me a little bit.
Yeah. You know, but you're right, Mike. You bring out a good point in the sense that when you're in the playoffs, the season gets kind of telescoped down for sure, in the sense that having a lights-out goaltender becomes so much more important than ever before, I think. And obviously we know that, but on the other hand, it's a good point. And I guess the question is, do the Bruins really have a lights-out goaltender?
I don't know. They've been. I don't know which one you go with. And I keep thinking back. And I don't want to be dating myself here, but the Bruins with Bobby Orr won it in 1970. They come back in 71, ready to run the table again, and they run into Ken Dryden, a very hot goaltender, and they knocked him out in the first round. And so, you know, a hot goaltender comes in from any other team, and you just ride him. And we've seen so many teams that it might not be the best team in the league, but their goaltender is playing as well as anybody right now, and that team advances.
Exactly, right. So we don't know. Okay. I wish we did have a lights-out goaltender. I think that would give us a lot of hope. You're right. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, maybe we do. Or the Bruins do. I had some friends, Mike, down in Florida yesterday, attend the Red Sox-Orioles game in the Sarasota area, and probably couldn't have been too pleased with the Chris Sale performance. I didn't really read much about that performance other than that he gave up 6 runs. But, you know, you're looking for Sale to make progress in his spring training. And I don't know how you would assess what happened yesterday or if you followed it all that closely from yesterday.
Yeah, I did. And Sale was happy with his performance. He said he threw the ball well and he was very pleased with his performance. But, you know, he gave up 6 runs, I think he gave up. And, you know, until this guy goes out on the mound and wins 3 of his first 4 starts, are people going to be believers? Because he hasn't pitched a heck of a lot and hasn't won a heck of a lot since he had the arm injury. And then last year, all the different injuries that went on with the dislocated finger and the bicycle accident, et cetera, et cetera. I think this guy is just, it's not his fault, but I think he's just snake bitten. The guy is just, he can't escape the injuries.
No, and I get him saying that maybe he wasn't displeased with the performance yesterday. I mean, at this point, what did he do, 5 innings, Mike, yesterday? Just to do 5 innings, I mean, that's a lights-out performance, to be honest with you, yeah.
That's big for him. I mean, he hasn't pitched in 3 years. You know, his total number of innings that he has thrown are not many. So throwing 5 yesterday is a giant step for him.
No, I agree with it. Okay. So, Mike, you know, the Lobel and Lynch podcast, I want you to give me a couple of other topics that you guys have discussed, and I want to get your take on one of those topics.
Let's see. We talked, who do we have on the show? We had Dan Shaughnessy on one day. We were talking about the state of the teams. We had Chad Finn on one day talking about the new book that he wrote, along with the Boston Globe, and the history of the Red Sox from 1902 to the present. We're going to have on Jeff Benedict, who wrote the new book on LeBron James. So we have, you know, we bounce back and forth between contemporary ideas, and maybe we might have a guest. You know, we had Michael Ruzioni on a couple of years ago talking about the 1980 Olympic hockey team, and you know, it's funny, you talk and you think you know everything about every, like the 1980 Olympics. Is there anything we don't know? Well, during the podcast, you know, hour-long conversation, you find out something you just didn't know. And, like, for instance, Ruzioni had never watched the game, the 1980 game, 40 years later. I said, why have you never watched it? I said, I would have watched that thing every single day. He said, I already knew the outcome. I didn't need to see it again. That kind of surprised me. I mean, I would have been playing that thing every day. We were constantly in a loop in my home.
Hey, come on in. Did you see the 1980 hockey game? Come on, I've got to show that to you. Absolutely, right. You know, that is an amazing – you're right. You do learn stuff, amazing stuff, when you have time and people – you know, for him, he probably never thought it was important, and then you just happen to – it happens to come up, and that's how it came up probably. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
For our listeners, Mike, I won't hold you much longer, but give our listeners a little update on your health and recovery and how things are going there. I'm sure they want to hear how you're doing.
Thank you. Well, yeah, I had a stroke last May. I was walking around the block and just went plop right in my face. I spent 100 days in the hospital till August 26th. I got out and I did outpatient therapy till New Year's. And I came down to Florida because the weather is better and I can actually walk outside. I've got a rolling walker. It's called a Rollator. I can go into the swimming pool here and exercise, things I can't do at home. So I'm getting better day by day. The progress isn't as great or in big chunks like it was the first 3 or 4 months. But I'm getting better every day. I'm independent. I shower, shave, feed myself, and again, can do everything. So we're getting better, and I want to thank all the people that sent well wishes, prayers, encouragement. Thank you so much. It really works. And thank you.
You know, I talked with a high school hockey player back when he was a high school hockey player in 1982. And I just talked to him, yesterday, Jim Quinlan, formerly of Saugus High School, great high school hockey player and North Shore coach. He just stepped down at Fenwick, but, you know, he mentioned his grandkids. So for our listeners, just for the heck of it, give us an update as my last question to you, your grandkids. Who do you have now?
I have 6 of them.
Oh,
I have Ryan, Charlie, Jack, and Maggie. With their mother is Katie, my daughter Katie, and their husband Dave. And then my daughter Molly has 2 boys, Colin and Thomas, Molly and her husband Chris. And my daughter Kelly is not married, but she's the best aunt anybody could be. So she has a lot of fun, and the kids are fun. I didn't realize how tiring they could be. I just don't remember like being that tired around my kids, but I'm very tired with the grandkids. And I don't mind. I love having them around, but I don't mind like giving them back at the end of the day.
Oh, man. You know, I could echo that exactly. We have 2, but you're right about that. They could be tiring. Absolutely. Yeah.
The energy. It's like they just wind them up and they just go until they cock out and go to sleep at night. And then it's same thing in the morning. Here we go.
You know, I think my chasing days are over. I think that's what it is. When was the last time you were involved in a chase, Mike? You know, it's been a while, I think, you know?
It's been a long time, yeah. It's been a long time. The problem is I'm losing all the races now to them. If there's a ball we're going after, like, of course, I'm a little bit slower than I am, but even if I didn't have the stroke, they still would beat me to everything.
No, I know. All right. Well, Mike, it's, again, great catching up with you. Thanks so much for your time, and we'll try to get a link up here on this post to your podcast, but, again, available at all podcast locations, if you will. But Mike, thanks so much for joining us, and enjoy the sun and fun in the South.
I will. And anytime you want me, the North Shore is my home and as close to my heart as any place on the face of the earth. So thanks for having me.
You got it. Mike Lynch with us here on MSONewsSports.com.